Women in the New Testament. Mary, the Mother of the Savior, by Margot Hovely, Church Magazines. Mary possessed the great characteristics of a soul submissive to the Father. At Christmas time, as I set out the small statuettes of our family's nativity scene, my eyes are always drawn to Mary, tenderly admiring her newborn son, lying in a manger. We obviously don't know if the artist's depiction of this scene is accurate, but I appreciate how it invites me to consider Mary and the enormous responsibility placed on her shoulders. Surely she must have been one of Heavenly Father's very elect to be chosen for her unique role as the mother of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. See 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 15 through 21, and Mosiah chapter 3, verse 8. Royal lineage. Many scriptures suggest that Jesus was one of the royal lineage of King David. But from whom did that lineage come, Mary or Joseph? Elder James E. Talmage, 1862 to 1933, of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles wrote, "That Mary was of Davidic descent is plainly set forth in many scriptures. For since Jesus was to be born of Mary, yet was not begotten by Joseph, who was the reputed and, according to the law of the Jews, the legal father, the blood of David's posterity was given to the body of Jesus through Mary alone." Elder Talmage also explained, "Luke's record is regarded by many as the pedigree of Mary, while Matthew's is accepted as that of Joseph." Submissive. We know little about Mary's life, but what we do know gives us an example of humble submissiveness. See Luke chapter 1, verse 38. When the angel appeared to her, he informed her that she was highly favored and that the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Luke chapter 1, verse 28. Mary, being troubled by these words, see verse 29, was reassured by the angel. "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." Verse 30. It's worth noting that for a woman in Jewish culture to become pregnant before marriage would have created a dire situation. Would Joseph, her espoused husband, now refuse to marry her, believing her to have broken Jewish law by having a relationship with another man? Would she be ostracized from Jewish society, or worse, stoned? Would her own family think her sullied and disown her? We don't know if these concerns flashed through Mary's mind in that moment, but in her brief, humble response, we see precisely why she was chosen in the first place. "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." Luke chapter 1, verse 38. "I'll do it," says Mary. "Whatever is asked of me, however difficult it may seem, whatever the consequences may be to me personally, I'll do it." Courageous. When Mary was expecting, she sought out family for support, facing her duty with confidence and courage. Her interaction with her cousin Elizabeth is a testament to that strength. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught, "As the expectant mother of Jesus, Mary sought comfort and peace in the home of her cousin Elizabeth. Elizabeth greeted her, 'Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.'" Luke chapter 1, verse 42. Mary responded with a beautiful, inspired psalm. "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name." Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 47 and 49. Rather than think of her unanticipated pregnancy as a burden, Mary glorified God and rejoiced. Faithful. Mary's example of obedience and faithfulness continued throughout her life. The scriptural account suggests that she became a devoted disciple of her Holy Son and was with him from time to time throughout his mission. She was also with him at the very end, witnessing his crucifixion. After the ascension, she continued in prayer with the apostles. See Acts chapter 1, verse 14. That example is one for all of us to follow, a life of faithfulness. Christmas is a season of giving, and Mary, as a central figure in the scriptural account, shows us the one gift that matters more than all others, the gift of ourselves, the gift of aligning our will to God's, humbly accepting His mission for us and fulfilling it to the utmost. That's what Christ did, as did Mary, His mother, before Him. End of the article, Mary, Mother of the Savior, read by Shauna Thompson.